Ahmed Rami didn't grow up in Houston. He started life on the other side of the world, in a mountain village in Iran. His family grew food and kept animals. Ahmed had his own job. He took care of the family sheep. He slept in the mountains with his animals, and he didn't go to school. Ahmed had the same life as his father, his grandfather, and his great-grandfather. But Ahmed wanted something different. In today's episode of Houston in Slow English, we'll look at how one Houston immigrant broke with tradition to create a very different life for his own children. Ahmed was 9 years old when he first asked to go to school. His father said, "No, you have to work." He tried again a year later. Then he asked his mother and his uncle. And finally, they convinced his father to let Ahmed go to school. So Ahmed put on a pair of shoes and walked to the small one-room school in his village. 15 years later, Ahmed was a PhD student at the University of Houston. He had a wife and 3 daughters. He had a house, and each daughter had her own bedroom. And as they grew up, he took charge of their education. "You will go to medical school," he told the first one. "Okay," she said. "You will go to medical school," he told the second one.
"I want to be a professor," she replied.
"You will go to medical school," he responded. Then it was time for the third daughter. "You will go to medical school," he said.
"No,"
she said.
"Yes," he said.
All 3 daughters went to medical school. One became an orthodontist. She corrects crooked teeth. She married a surgeon. Number 2 became a pediatrician. She takes care of babies. She married a businessman. Number 3 became a dentist. And she also married a surgeon. Now Ahmed relaxes and enjoys his life. He grows tomatoes and cucumbers in his yard. They remind him of his home in the village. He also visits his daughters in their big homes. They have big family meals, and there are now grandchildren and new relatives in the photos that appear on Instagram. Ahmed likes to tell stories about his childhood with a sheep. He misses Iran, but he's proud of his life. He loves Houston, and he will never leave. I hope you enjoyed this podcast brought to you by North Harris College. My name is Alice Savage, and today's theme music is Beautiful by Kitsa, available at freemusicarchive.org.